Blog Talk Radio. Birds Flying High by Big Heavy, aka the Doughboy. So I was like just listening to this a little bit earlier, and I almost completely cleaned my office. Almost completely. And when I say almost completely, I'm just saying to the effect that it made me want to get up and dance and move around. So shout out to Big Heavy for that, because it takes a lot to move me, Heavy. It really does. But your music is definitely something that will get people up and going. So for all those who's tuned in for the first time, welcome to the Intune Show. And for all those who continue to support the Intune Show, I just want to say thank you so much, because without you, none of this is possible. For all those who want to call in and ask Big Heavy questions, comments, or just get to know him a little bit more, you can tune in at 818-495-6975. So without further ado, let's bring on Big Heavy. Big Heavy, how you doing tonight?
Hello?
Yes, Big Heavy, how are
Hello?
you? Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I hear you.
Yay! How are you?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So like I was just saying, I'm like the laziest person you would ever meet in life, seriously. But, as I was listening to your mixtape, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. This is motivation. So I just wanted to give you big hugs and love behind your creation, because it totally was something that got me up doing a little bit of something before the show. So thank you for, your contribution to, a cleaner space environment for me.
I appreciate it. That's the kind of music I make. I make music for people to get up and go. I guess you can call it grinding music, for you not to sit on your ass, for you to get up and move and do so. That's the kind of music I make. It's really like motivation music.
Definitely, because it definitely motivated me. So, now I'm a believer. I'm a believer, Big Heavy. You have me on your
For
side from
sure.
this day forward. I just have to let you know
That's what's
that.
up. I
Definitely. So for
appreciate
our
that.
listen, sure, always. But for our listeners who are just getting in tune with you, your style, your music, and your name, tell us a little bit about Big Heavy, aka Doughboy.
At first, my name was just Doughboy at first, but then, if you Google that name, you Google Doughboy, you're gonna see Pillsbury Doughboy. You're gonna see 150 million other artists named Doughboy. And you know what I'm saying? That's my street name. Everybody called me Doughboy or whatever, but it was one of the big homies from the hood. He never called me Doughboy. He just all he called me was Big Heavy. I ain't calling you Doughboy, I'm gonna call you Big Heavy. So that name kind of stuck to me, and even in my music, I never say Doughboy. When I bring on a record, I always say it's Big Heavy. So it really made perfect sense. So I switched my name from Doughboy to Big Heavy, aka Doughboy, and that's how that came about.
Right. I love it, because I was really curious about that, how you came up with your name. But I do, Doughboy, like you said, is really common for people
Yeah.
to say. Like you said, if you Google it,
Yep.
a million things have come up, but not Big Heavy.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, shout out to him, because he had the vision already for the name for you.
Yeah, for
He
sure.
already knew you was destined for greatness, huh?
For sure.
So, when you was a child, did you want to do music? Did you always want to do music? Was there anything else that kind of intrigued you before you got into music?
Yeah, I always, even when I was younger, you know what I'm saying? I always liked music. But when I got into the fifth grade, that's when I first wrote my first rap or whatever, and did a talent show, and we came in. I came. We came in. Me and my. I had a group. We came in second place. So after that, I kept writing, and from there, it built up the more than I thought it was gonna be. People really started liking my music. Damn, you really can rap. You really can rap. So I just started taking it more serious, and speeded up to 07. I mean, 06, I got introduced to Brian Michael Cox, and he heard my music, and he heard about two, three songs, and he was like, I'm gonna get back with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna sit with this and see what I think I can do with it. But before I pulled back in my driveway, he called my phone and was like, man, I wanna do some business with you. We need to work. We need to get together, whatever. So started working with Brian, and I did my first mixtape with DJ Khaled. It was called The Cookbook. And after I did that, that opened a lot of doors for me because, you know, you having DJ Khaled do a mixtape. Khaled don't do mixtapes like that. And this when he, just when he had We Taking Over, you know what I'm saying, I'm So Hood, like, this when that was out, you know, he did the mixtape for me. So that opened a lot of doors. And after that, I just kept doing mixtapes with Drama, did Against the Reels of Drama. I did one with Greg Street. You know, I got mixtapes with, like, everybody. Like, I did, like, this, the last 2 months, I probably hosted, like, 6 to 8 mixtapes. From Tampa Mystic and Bigger Rankin to the Coast to Coast DJs, to the Fleet DJs, to the Nerve DJs, to the Coalition DJs, Hood Rich DJs. Like, I just been grinding.
Wow. That is impressive. I'm sitting here like, really? And I thought my life was hectic. I mean, what do you do for your spare time? Do you even get a second to breathe for yourself?
Yeah, cause it's crazy. Like I don't go to the studio and they put on a beat and then I write to it. I feel like that's a waste of time. That's a waste of money. Like, I write all my music at the crib or wherever I'm at. So if I got 10 songs to do and I know I'm trying to go to the studio next week or 2 weeks from now, I'm going to have them 10 songs done. So when I go to the studio, I know them by heart and I just knock them out back to back to back to back. And shit, after that, I'm finished.
Wow.
I don't like to just sit in the studio. Like, some people like to go to the studio and play the beat for 2-3 hours and just wrote one verse. I don't like that. Like, to me, that's business. I like to go in there, handle my business, and get up out of there.
Absolutely. And I'm cracking up because I have two brothers that are producers. So I've been to their studios and, you know, have been like, oh, just, you know, this is taking all day. And you only did one verse, really? You know, so
yeah.
I totally get what you're saying. And I totally agree with you. I mean, that's awesome that you think that way. And that came along with experience, though, because a lot of the artists out here now, like you said, or not really like you said, but what you're describing is like they really think that that's what it's about, just being in a studio for a long time, making you feel accomplished. Like you did something. Oh, I just did 9 hours in the studio. Really, though? But
yeah,
what did you come out with?
But you only got one record done. Yeah, that's crazy. Like, at first I used to do that. Like, when I used to go to the studio, like, from 2000 to probably like 2003, I used to go in the studio and probably sit in there and write. But I thought about it. I said, man, you could do this shit at the crib and come back. I had everything done, so you won't waste no time. And that's what I started doing.
Very smart.
I even got to the point where, I memorized the verses. So shit, I didn't even take my book with me because, you know, I it was already in my head. So I just go to the studio, put on the beat, and I drop the song, and I'm done. I'm ready to go.
Wow, you need to come and grab my hand so some of that essence can rub off on me, and I could be amazing just like you, Heavy. Seriously.
Oh, that's no problem.
You know, I can't remember nothing. I can't remember nothing. I have to write everything down. Everything's on stickies, and then I still forget. So, anyway, it's not about me. This is all about you. So, I just need to, now that we're following each other, I'm just going to follow your lead and see what you do. And I'm telling you, the next time we talk, I'm going to have it together, Heavy. I'm going to have it together.
For sure.
So tell me, during your journey, since it's been such a long one, do you have any regrets in pursuing this particular career?
Yeah, I ain't going to say regrets, but if I knew what I knew now, I wouldn't have did it like that. See, at first, when I started doing the music, I just used to spend money on stupid shit. Like, I might buy tracks. Like, I was buying tracks before I even knew that I wanted to keep them as some song for my album. Like, when I first started off, I spent, like, $90,000 just on beats. Like,
wow.
From Drummer Boy to Maestro, like, we was just buying tracks, like. And I ain't had nobody to tell me, man, don't just buy them because you don't know if you're going to use them. Now, granted, I still got them to this day, so I still can use them. But
mm-hmm.
I haven't used them yet. You see what I'm saying? So that $90,000, I could have put to something else. I could have put to promotions or I could have put to anything else. So, what I regret, and not even really regret, because it taught me a lesson, is to not go, don't jump out there so fast. You need to come up with a plan first, and then figure out how you're gonna spend your money.
Mhm. Absolutely. I mean, I can talk to you forever, Heavy. Seriously, because you're the type of person that I like to talk to in terms of just knowledge. You're kicking knowledge here.
Yeah.
Okay? And I hope
everyone who's tuned
in are taking notes, because Heavy is kicking knowledge. Okay? Seriously. So with that being said, being that, you know, you just told us that, you know, you spend a lot of money on beats and stuff that some that you haven't even used yet. So how do you decide on what track should make your EP, your album, or your mixtape? How you go about that?
Well, I record probably like 30, 40 songs. And out of them, it'll just be my crew in there, because, you know, and you don't need to have people, you don't need to have nobody that's no yes man in there with you, because shit, that's going to mess you up all the time. Like, you got people that just say yeah to everything because they want to stay good in with you. You don't need nobody around you like that. The people around me, they're going to say, nah, shit, because I don't like that. That ain't working. So don't be the people in there with me. Like, it'd be my manager, HD, and the rest of the New Breed Entertainment would be in there, and I'm just playing records. And shit, out of them 40, I say 18, the best 18, that's going to go on the mixtape. And, like, even if I like one more, and all five of them niggas saying, oh, nah, because that ain't it. I'm going to go with what they say, because majority vote, that's the one that's going to win. So we'll do it like
right.
that. Out of the 40, the best 18, they'll go on the mixtape.
Wow, because I was just noticing that, too. I was like, wow, when I was listening to your mixtape a little earlier, I was like, he has a lot of tracks on here. Like, how did he come up with all this music?
Yeah.
Like, no, that's easy. amazing to me.
Yeah, it's easy for me, though, like, because I guess it's easy for me because what I talk about is real. Like, it ain't made up. Either I done did it or I done seen it firsthand, done. So it ain't, to me, I feel like it's hard to write a lie. It's easy to write what's been in your life because it's been in your life. So, and especially the beat, if the beat moved me like that shit, that pen just going to start moving by itself. Like, it's just second nature to me, especially if the track banging out, like, it's easy to do. Like,
right.
I sit in the studio all day. I don't care who the producer is. He could have played me 100 records, and it's a producer that got plaques and Grammys. Shit, if I don't like it, I don't like it. Like, I'm going to keep it all the way 100, and he'll leave out of there, and he ain't left me nothing, because I tell him, I'm like, bro, I ain't digging none of this. Just because you got a name, that don't mean, like, just because somebody got a name, that don't mean I'm okay, that's so-and-so, so I need to get something from them. Now, I don't think like that. It could be somebody that ain't got a name, and his music harder than the dude with the name. I'll go with him.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I agree. And it always baffled me a little bit how people always harp on like names of clothes, names of watches, names of cars, names of who worked with who. It doesn't mean that the person is good for you, what you're trying to do. It may be a good, you know, not trying to throw shade on anyone, but you have to find your formula, you know, and not everybody, whether they're known or whatever, can offer you what you need, like you just said. So once again, Heavy, you kick the knowledge, man. I can't.
Yeah.
I can sit with you and talk all night.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I got beats from Drummer Boy. I got beats from Maestro. I got beats from DJ Toon. I got beats from The Run of Justice League. But I got beats from artists that ain't even out, and they beats is as hard as theirs. So you see what I'm saying? Like, it don't matter about the name.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't. It really doesn't.
You can put on that track. Yeah, it don't.
Absolutely. So what we're learning about Heavy right now is that, you know, you have a strategy. And in any business, you have to have a strategy. And that speaks in volumes to me. The fact that you already have, like, you know, you went down his road and he's like, oh, you know what, this makes better sense if I apply this here, take away this, you know. So, I mean, like I said, hats off to you, because there's people that they will never get it.
Yeah,
but Heavy gets
sure.
it. Heavy really gets it. So tell me, do you ever worry about, like, the reception from others when they hear your music?
You know what's funny? It ain't even me being cocky, but no, cause like I don't look at myself like I listen to my music and I'm like, oh, I know this hard. You know, some people say their music is hard, but everybody else don't think their music is hard. Like, it's just them that think that because it's their music. Like, I record something and I act like it ain't even me that did it, and I'm trying to find anything I can to be like, I don't like the music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how I do. Like, I sit back and be like, let me see what I can find out on here that I don't like. So I could do it over, or I could come up with something else. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I judge my own music. I don't just do it like, just because I did it, it's hard, that's wrong with it. Nah, I don't do it like that. I want to hear it 20 times back to back in a big studio before I even be like, okay, this will go. Or I want to take it home and ride to it to see, you know what I'm saying, like, to see if I change, does my mind change on how I sound from the studio into in the car. That's how I go by picking my music and stuff like that.
Exactly. So is there any genre of music that you can't stand to listen to?
No, it ain't.
Mhm. So if you were to dabble in, like, another genre of music, what would it be?
Sure, I got a song with, like, it's like a rock. It got, like, rock. It's like a rock beat to it. And that shit hard as hell. Like, I like how that music sound, like, and you mix it with a rap beat, that shit sounds good as hell. So, like, I dig a lot of music. You know what I'm saying? It just ain't rap, because I feel like I can get stuff from different genres of rap and bring it back to rap music.
Mhm. Absolutely. So, is that something that I can go reference, the one that you have, the rock beat one, or that's something that's still in the archives and you?
Yeah, that's an archive. That ain't out yet.
Okay, well, I'll be patiently waiting,
because
you got
that
me
one
hyped.
Yeah, that one ain't out yet. That's probably going to be on the album, the real album.
Well, I can't wait, because, you know, you got me hyped. Now I'm ready to hear the rock music, because I'm into everything. I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
If it sounds good and it flows and I can resonate with it, I'm definitely listening to it. I don't care who sings it. A purple man can sing it, I'm going to listen to it.
Yeah, for sure.
So, do you have, like, any hidden talents that no one knows that you can do?
Shit, I don't know. I know I could play basketball. Like, niggas be looking like I'm a big nigga, but, like, I could play, like, it's crazy, because I play basketball, and niggas be like, damn, you move around like a skinny nigga on the court. Like, I could play ball, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, like, my whole family, niggas just can play ball, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's one thing that shot the hell out of folks. Like, this nigga really can play ball.
Right. Oh, my goodness. You know, it kills me how people think that certain people's stature can, you know, prohibit them from doing certain things.
Yeah.
I know thin people that can't do things that bigger people can do, and vice versa.
Yeah.
You know, it just all depends on the individual. So I cracked up so hard, because it's just, like, beyond me how people think.
Yeah, for sure.
No, don't think
because
I have
too.
A little, I have a little bit on my hips that I can't do a split. I can. No, I can't really, but I'm just saying. So, being that you've been out here for so long, you had to develop a following, which I've seen from your Twitter account that you have a big following. Now, I don't like to call people fans, because I think that's a little degrading, like a fan, but I like to call people supporters and things of that nature.
Yeah.
But with that being said, like, have you ever ran into any, like, people, any supporters, of meaning females, why, female genre, gender, excuse me, that, you know, that you was like, oh, my God, that was, like, crazy, and you couldn't get rid of them, like stalkers, anything like that?
Yeah, I did a show in Atlanta, this club called Esso, and after I performed or whatever, you know, we just up there kicking it, you know, to order some bottles, so we cooling, but it was just one girl, and I kept seeing her inch over there, but I didn't know what she was coming over there for. But when I turned around, she was right there in my face, and I ain't wanna just, get just cuss her out or whatever. So I let her, she just was talking, but she talked my ear off the whole night. And every time I tried to get away, I'd be like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Like, I go to the bathroom, I come out the bathroom, she's standing by the bar. I'm like, God damn. So I told her, I said, you know what, I just lied. I said, my old lady up here with me, man, you can't be following me around like this. And I ain't had no girl with me. I just told her that shit, leave me alone.
Did she?
Yeah. She let me alone. I just pointed in the crowd up at the VIP. I said, my old lady looking at you right now. And she let me alone.
Well, thank the Lord, because some people are really that, like, dense that they wouldn't even care.
Yeah, for real.
But how does that make you feel? Does it make you feel awkward, or is, you know, I don't know. What? How does that make you feel when people act like that?
Not as far as people want to be around me, like, nah, it don't make me feel no way, because, like, before rap, I've been like this. Like, I always been a neighborhood superstar. Like, I always been that person. Like, I ain't one of the people that's going to come out and start rapping and now he just famous. Like, I've been hood famous. Like, everybody know me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it always been like that with me. This ain't nothing new to me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I could tell because, you know, you had a name for yourself already. You know, then you was renamed. So obviously everybody know who, you know, Big Heavy is. So what inspires you to do what you do daily? Because, you know, for me, it's like I have a purpose of just being able to touch as many people as I can. So what's your purpose of why you do what you do?
Well, first, because I love the music. Like, I don't think I could survive without music. Like, music is just, I don't know, it's just something that God blessed us with. And, like, some people take advantage of it, like me. Like, so I feel like what I rap about, like, I can, some people probably go through the same things I go through or been through the same things I have. So I feel like I touch some of them people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'd have had people tell me, boy, like, boy, I done went through that, boy, like, that's some real shit or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That made me feel good because it showed me that I ain't the only person that go through this type of stuff. It's a lot of people that go through the same kind of things I go through.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And how do you feel you separate yourself from all the other people that's out there doing the same thing? Or trying to reach the same goal, I should say, because, you know, you're doing your thing your way. So I take that back. But, you know, there's so many people out there that want to be in music and has the same passion as music. So in music, so how do you separate yourself and stand out amongst so many?
My versatility. Like, you hear a lot of people rapping on tracks and they rap the same way. Like if you hear a beat, you're gonna say, okay, I know how he's going to come on this. You know what I'm saying? Even though he might be snapping, but he's going to come on it the same way every time. Like me, I'm like a chameleon on a track. Like, it depends on how the track is, the way the track moves me, the way I rap. I won't rap the same way on every track. Like, that's where the versatility come in at. Like, if I feel like I need to rap mid, kind of fast on this one, I do it. If it's a beat I just need to ride to, I rap. Like, I do it like that. Like, I jump in the pocket on the record. Like, a lot of people just rap the same way, so I feel like my versatility has set me aside from a whole bunch of rappers, because a lot of rappers ain't versatile at all.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
And they don't have that talent to do that.
It's true. I agree 100%. Do you think that music is enjoyed more for the beat or for the words, in your opinion?
Real talk, the beat gonna set it off.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, the beat come on, that's when you're going to know what you got on your hands. And then if your verse is okay and your hook's strong, you got a winner. I feel like your hook and your beat is what's going to get you through there. Because a lot of artists don't be saying too much on their rhythm, but they hook is strong and the beats is hard. But if you got all three on, you good to go.
Mm-hmm. That is so true, Heavy. That is so true. So what can we expect from your next project?
My next project, I'm coming out. I don't know how I'm going to have hosted yet, but it's going to be called Tunnel Vision. It's going to be out the first of the year. You can expect features from Trey Songz on my next mixtape, Yo Gotti. It's going to be like Gumbo. Like I said, like every track, I'm going to rap different on. Like it's not, one or two might be the same, but it's not going to be the same. Like, so you're going to get a lot out of it. And it's called Tunnel Vision. So what I mean by that is I'm looking straight ahead. I can't see on the sides of me. I can't see what's behind me. I'm going straight ahead. I'm going into the future. Like, I'm grinding to where I need to go. So that's the name of the mixtape. That's why I call it Tunnel Vision. Because can't nobody stop me from looking straight ahead. That's what I see what I'm going out there, and I'm going to go get it.
Absolutely. And the mixtape that you have out now, and that one is From the Ground Up, am I correct?
Yeah, I got, yep, From the Ground Up. That was with Hood Rich and Coalition DJs.
Mm-hmm. So where can people go to, like, you know, get in tune to your music?
To get my music, they can. When you go to, you can get some of my music on Tape Hustlers. You can get it on thatpiff.com, or you can go to Live Mixtapes and just type in Big Heavy Doughboy, or just type in Doughboy, or type in Big Heavy, and they'll pop up. And I got my single Burst Live on iTunes too, so you can look that up if y'all want to grab that. It's on iTunes.
Absolutely. And if a person wanted to stay in tune with your updates and all the greatness that you have, all your insight and, you know, your strategy and things of that nature, how do people, like, connect to you on Twitter, social media in general? Yeah.
You can get to me on Twitter at type in One Big Heavy, and, like, that's my Twitter page. But you also can go to YouTube and type in Doughboy New Breed. And it's going to be my page will pop up on there. And, you know, like, if anybody want to book me or want to send me beats, you can go to bigheavybooking@gmail.com.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I got to love you, Heavy. I really have to say that because, you know, you never know what to expect when you're talking to someone for the first time. And
yeah,
I absolutely enjoyed talking to you tonight. I've learned a lot, honestly.
I enjoy talking to you, too. Sound good.
Thank you. So what advice, you know, would you leave us with? Or should I say, would you give another person that's interested in taking your journey? What would you tell them?
I tell them, don't give up. Like, every interview I do, they ask me that. Like, I tell them, don't give up because, you know, 1,000 people can tell you no. One person can tell you yes, and that can change your life. So keep on pushing. Everybody ain't going to like what you do, but keep going. Somebody will.
Absolutely. Heavy, you are amazing, and I really, really appreciate the fact that you gave us your time today so that we can gain on you, on your music, on your insight, your knowledge, and, you know, I just want to stay connected. And for anything that we can, you know, aid in as far as, like, helping with promo or just putting it, your music in rotation, then just definitely stay in tune. So, you know, we can stay in tune with you and we can just help support and, you know, do what we can as a family. I don't want it to be like a one-time conversation and then I'll never hear from you again.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not going to be like the girl meeting you by the bathroom. Nah. I'm not going to do that. I just want to show love and, you know, appreciation for what you do.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Now, this ain't my last time being on this show, and I appreciate you for even having me on this show. Like I said, this ain't going to be my last time on here.
Yay. Well, I look forward to the next time because January's right around the corner. And that new mixtape,
sure.
We have to talk about that. So definitely,
exactly.
Let's stay connected. So you have a good night, Heavy. Thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight.
All right, anytime. I appreciate you for having me.
No problem. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, guys, so that was Doughboy, a.k.a. Big Heavy, or is it vice versa? Big Heavy, a.k.a. Doughboy. Excuse me, Heavy. So just to get you guys another little taste of his music, then definitely check him out right now and tell me what you think.
Gucci, my boy Doughboy in the whip, man. You know how we rockin', man. Straight from the hood, man. Doughboy, let's go in, man. You know how we rockin'.
I'm hustling here too, nigga.
Call that boy my two guard. Glock Glock 40 on me, so you know that boy be on guard. Bullets busting at you, two screaming like a retard. Eastside, Snow Mound, yeah, that's where we get it at. If we trick you out of zone, boy, you ain't gon' get it back. Partner, that's some hood shit. Always catching good licks. Always keep a hood shit to give your boy some good licks. Like a junkie with a straight shooter, this a damn hit. Like sitting on the front of a car, I'm on some hood shit. New breed, ENT, you know that's what I claim. Pimpin', grand hustle, and brick squad. That's who I came with, the hood.
Up in the hood, man. Up in the hood, man. Let's get that understood, man. Fuck what was watch, what not. Nah, I ain't tryna talk it up, cause I don't walk with them. What the fuck you talking about? Up in the hood, man. Up in the hood, man. Up in the hood, man. Let's get that understood, man. Fuck what was watch, what not. Nah, I ain't tryna talk it up, cause I don't walk with them. What the fuck you talking about?
I got an itchy trigger finger and a bad temper. I leave a nigga on the field like a band member. I'm from the hood where we bust bells and sell splits. We breaking houses, steal cars, and we hit licks. Don't shit get crazier at nighttime. I hit the club with the squad, call it ice time. So every move that I make, I keep on going with me. So if a nigga think he trying me, it's history. It's Gucci, man, the boss, and I'ma get my point across. I'm laboring at the boss, please sir, don't piss my shooters off. It's a big bad bridge, boy. Make it hits and take it hits. You really don't know you fucking with you. It's a me and holler to some school.
Up in the hood, man. Up in the hood, man. Up in the hood, man. Let's get that understood, man. Fuck what was watch, what not. Nah, I ain't trying to talk it out, cause I don't walk with them. What the fuck you talking about? Up in the hood, man. Up in the hood, man. Up in the hood, man. Let's get that understood, man. Fuck what was watch, what not. Nah, that's when I became a murderer and left cocked. My ice is real visible. I'm strong and I'm physical. I beat a nigga ass in a coma till he critical. Colder than an igloo. Holy individual. My swag is intentional. Bitch, and my ass killing one. Money, I'm seriously sick. Yes, I live in Tibet.
Where?
Got a house in Japan. But I chill in the jet. I catch you fucking around with dough, you'll be feeling the test.
Yeah, so that was Big Heavy. Make sure you guys go and follow him ASAP. Again, you guys can go to datpiff.com/Big Heavy, a.k.a. Doughboy, from the Ground Up mixtape. And he has 18 tracks waiting just for you. So make sure you guys stay in tune with him, because I don't want to have to fight nobody. So go stay in tune with him. Stay in tune with him. Definitely stay in tune with him. So coming up next, we have International Raw B. And for all those who know and stay in tune to the show, he's back again, which I love, love, love following up with our guests and staying in tune with them. As I always tell everyone, I want to always be in the loop, and I'm so thrilled when people ring true to what they say they're going to do. So I'm excited to see what he has going on. And we're going to gain from it. So definitely tune in. Don't go anywhere. He'll be on in just a few minutes, getting us in tune to all his new projects. He just sent me this track, and I really didn't get a chance to listen to it yet. So we're going to listen to it together. It's just been like one of those like 15-hour days, and then now we're live, you know? So I'm on peppermint mocha coffee, which T. Austin just put in the chat room like she can't do it. She just had Columbia Blend and Bailey's earlier. Whoop-dee-doo, T. Austin. You didn't send Miss P none, so don't brag about it, okay? I don't want to hear it. So anyway, for all those who want to talk to Rob B, you can definitely call in at 818-495-6975, and you will be live with Rob B. For all those who missed the first interview with Big Heavy, then definitely know that our shows are archived. So that's the good thing about this platform, because if you missed any part of the show, you can always go back and listen to it from the beginning, or you can find it right on iTunes. So let's get in tune with Rob B's new song, Need a Minute.
How I want your body, I don't need nobody else. The way you touch your body just make me wanna touch myself. Oh, I can stand the pressure. You don't gotta worry, but you just so curvy. No, hold up, not to worry. I just need a moment. Need a moment. I just need a moment. Need a moment. I just need a moment. Need a moment. I just need a moment. Okay, I'm buzzing off that hen, but I still manage my mind control. But I ain't going to pretend. The way you move got me on slow. What's something about your body? My own hidey tidy. Got about a million things on my mind. Got me like, oh God, oh my, like, okay, you came in dolo. All eyes on you, so you know. If you're choosing, I can tell by the way you look. He did you wrong, no. I see you drinking all your sorrows. How about tomorrow? Bring you breakfast. We can talk about plans tomorrow, but right now you can drop it on the floor and bring it all around, go slow, speed it up, make the mother dudes toss a couple dollars, make them holler, why you choosing, oh they losing, she with me, no confusion, how I want your body, I don't need nobody else, the way you touch your body, just make me wanna touch myself, oh I can stand the pressure. You don't gotta worry, but you just so curvy. No, hold up, not to worry. I just need a moment. Need a moment. I just need a moment. Need a moment. I just need a moment. Need a moment. I just need a moment. Need a moment.
One thing about you, I can tell that you hold you down. Them other girls got nothing on you. Insecure when they always stay down. The way you moving, confidence is pouring all out through your body. Make you glow in them stilettos. You a pro and I'm a coach. You on perfect practice. No talking, but action. I'm here to bring it out. I'm talking full potential. Now tell me what you into. Them rules is presidential. I know you used to rentals. This here ain't artificial. Hold up, slow up, get the cup right there, pour up. About to go to the crib, exclusive. I'ma do you real good, conclusive. The way you do it, I mean moving, set the tone. I see you smile while that whipped cream melting down. How I want your body, I don't need nobody else. The way you touch your body, just make me wanna touch myself. Oh, I can stand the pressure. You don't gotta worry, but you just so curvy. No, hold up, not to worry. I just need a moment. Need a moment. 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 How I want your body, I don't need nobody else. The way you touch your body, just make me wanna touch myself. Oh, I can stand the pressure. You don't gotta worry, but you just so curvy. No, hold up, not to worry. I just need a moment. Need a moment. 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 I want your body, yeah. I need your body, yeah. I want your body, your body, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was IRB aka International Rob B. So, for all those who are tuned in for the first time, this is me and my besties chit chat. So I'm excited to see what he has going on, and we're gonna just bring him right on so he can fill us all in. And just for the record, need a moment. I think that's my new jam. I'm just saying. How you doing tonight, Robbie?
What's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. What's happening? How you doing?
How you doing?
Man, I'm good, man. Just getting to the house, man, getting situated and stuff like that so I can, you know, chat online with you, man. I hope you've been doing well and your holidays have been great.
Yes, everything is well. I was just, like, excited today to get to talk to you, to catch up, you know. This is when we catch up, when we're live.
Yeah, catch up, no mustard.
Exactly. You see that? You see the wordplay, guys, for all those who are just getting in tune with International Rob B for the first time?
Oh,
so, yes, you know, I hate to put you through this, but, you know, there's some people that's tuned in tonight that's like, who is International Rob B? So
awesome.
Tell us, who is International Rob B? Rob B?
Nah, I mean, you know, I'm just a guy, you know, was born overseas, military family. I was born in Germany. So I've lived everywhere. Hadn't had an opportunity to really get a childhood friend until I moved to Florida. We made that move. My mom wanted me to have some friends, you know, instead of losing all of them every time we moved or whatever. But, yeah, so, I mean, I reside in Florida. I've been here about 17 years. Been doing music since I was like 13, since I could even put words together or whatever. Now I'm 26, and really getting started in my career, and somebody who, you know, just likes to speak on experiences and things that I've been through in the past, and I just try to, you know, paint a picture with it. So I think, you know, that's me in a nutshell.
Absolutely. As far as, like, let's just, you know, go back to Need a Moment, because honestly, I wasn't even ready to pick up the call yet to talk to you because I needed a moment. And I'm just listening to the lyrics and I'm just like, really though, this is what you do? This is what you come out with? And you say all this like yummy stuff, and then what are you trying to do to people? Get them confused? Like, you have me confused right now? Like, all right now, let me find out.
Yeah, my uncle said the same thing. I had sent him the song so he can kind of listen to it before I dropped it as my single, and he was like, damn, bro, you good? Everything good in that department, man? I'm like, man, I'm good, man. It's just easy for me to write those types of songs because, I mean, that's the type of mind frame that I am. I mean, I like to be sensual, you know, intimate and things of that nature. And, you know, just talk about those types of experiences. I think that those types of experiences and those types of songs, I really like to capture. And I think that it really kind of brings my true, you know, essence out. So
absolutely. And then I can also, if I may add, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, it also shows like your diversity as an artist. You know what I mean? Because you can see the transition in your music.
Yeah, I mean, you had the opportunity, mm-hmm. You know, you've had the opportunity to really kind of, you know, to kind of see me evolve, you know, from when you first started hearing my music. And even if you heard my music before that, you know, you probably would be like, wow, just because, you know, it's like, it's not that I intentionally set the bar low and try to, you know, raise it. It's just that this is the mind frame that I'm in. I feel like, you know, as I get older and as I really come into my true self, I feel like the music just flourishes. I mean, it just evolves into to make more sense, to show really my true adult and where I've really been in life. So I'm baffled. I'm always astonished when I when I hear my music, because, you know, it's not that I just like to hear myself. It's just that I'm my worst critic, and I won't even listen to my song if I don't even like it. I mean, obviously, but and there's some songs that have never been played again. You know, they may be on a CD, but I just don't play them because I'm not fully confident in the song. You know, they say don't put nothing out unless you're fully confident, but I put it out. I mean, I don't really sit on anything because it gives you guys an opportunity to really kind of see the growth, and I think that that's something that progression is all, you know, is all about, which my people already know that's the model that I live by. But that's what I'm focused on, just growing as an artist and letting people actually see the growth. That way they say, okay, he is progressing, he is getting better, he hasn't reached his peak. This is something we can look forward to.
Absolutely. And with you saying that also, I know that your, you know, supporter base, and, you know, I hate to say fan, but your supporter base has grown over the course of each thing that you put out in the universe. After each track that you put out there, it's grown and it's grown and it's growing. So how is that making you feel, like, you know, in terms of, like, hey, I started here, and then I'm here, and then now I'm here, and, you know, and it's only going to get better from here? Because, I mean, 26,
sure,
you know, of course you're a grown man. You're my bestie. I love you. But 26 is, you know, you have, like, that's just, like, the peak, you know, just at the peak. So that means that you have so much ahead of you to look forward to. So, I mean, and you're still the same. Like, every single time I talk to you, you're always the same. You never let it, like, go to your head. It's always, like, you're playful. You always, you know. So how do you maintain that? How do you – just talk to me. Because you're not going to go on forever. So just tell me.
Nah. I guess without going into tangent to kind of answer all of your questions, I mean, it's, you know, I talked to my manager, you know, shout out to Maji Love. I don't feel like I would have made it at least this far without her, you know, and the motivational skills that she's instilled, you know, as me and as an artist with a young career. But, I mean, you know, to see the response, I mean, it's very humbling. I mean, you know, I'm the type of person who I feel like if people are reciting your songs, if they're relating to you, it's not the fame for me. It's not the people running up and screaming, and, oh, my God. It's not that. It's just people on a daily basis recognizing the growth and recognizing and relating, you know, in any which way they may. And actually just be confident to say, yeah, you know, I do listen to your music. So, I mean, as the fan base or the supporters grow, I mean, that's all I've ever wanted. Although I don't make music for everybody, I won't say that. I make it for myself, and so I can feel good. To see people feeling good and to actually be inspired, I mean, that's going to concerts and you just seeing these major artists, this fan base, and how they literally, and I get sucked in. You get sucked in. You sing every lyric. You live that moment, and that's your time to really escape. I mean, I want to be somebody's escape. You know, someone that, you know, you turn on the music and, you know, you just kind of get lost for that moment. I mean, and that all kind of comes with growth. And, you know, me being 26, I think that I'm finding myself. I'm really realizing who I am as a person, which is allowing my music to really kind of, you know, set forth that standard, opposed to just, you know, just making music or just writing lyrics just to write lyrics. You know, so evolving, you know, and seeing the music evolve, I mean, I think it's a beautiful thing, and that's all I've ever wanted. And so, you know, you can't really get the big head, because I honestly feel like I haven't done anything yet. I feel like I'm just getting started. You know, obviously, so with that being said, I just hope that more and more people get an opportunity to really kind of see who I am, because, you know, those in the past have really kind of doubted me, so... If that answers all your questions.
No, that does. It really does. And, you know, whoever's out there doubting my bestie, like, get it together. Like, today. Not tomorrow or next week. Today. Because doubt, that don't live here. Okay? So I just had to say that. I'm sorry. This is not about my rant. This is about you. But I just had to say that. So thank you for allowing me a few minutes of your time.
2 cents is welcomed.
Exactly. So, I mean, so I've seen, like, a lot of progression, and we know, and I know, for those who don't know, that this is really, like, his ultimate, like, progression is his thing. And, you know, I've seen that in you so far. Like, I've seen the changes and the transition in your music, and I'm proud of you. So, I mean, what's one thing that you could pinpoint that you noticed along your journey that you was like, you know what, this has to change immediately?
I would say, it's two small things, and I can attribute them to what my producer, J.O., he was the type of person to where, and I think I've said this before, but, you know, he doesn't just give me beats, at first, at least. He didn't just give me beats. He demanded a session. So when he came back from Afghanistan and Iraq with my uncle, who does music as well, it started with me just kind of giving, you know, him my music. And then, you know, him saying, okay, I want you to come over. And we would never really get anything accomplished until I went over there. And then when I went over there, he let me know. He said, you know, talking about harsh critics. I mean, I would spit a 16 to him or do a verse, and he'd be like, no, that I'm sorry, I'm not feeling that. And, you know, as an artist, you know, you never really kind of want that to happen. You're like, man, I wrote this, and you don't like it? I like it. You know, but it was more than that. It was just more of engaging in the type of song that it is, and really, really captivating the listener, and, you know, really, you know, painting the pictures of what the words really meant. And I noticed that was something that I had to change as an artist while writing music, because, you know, you want your music to have substance, you know, that type of song will always trump, you know, one hit wonder or a song that's there for the moment. You know, a song with substance lasts forever. And that's what we really like, those songs that have longevity and things of that nature. So I really felt like I had to change that, because I really would love, you know, my music to be played, you know, 5 to 10 years from now. I mean, I think that's my goal. You know, it should be everyone else's goal. I mean, I'm not, I don't want to be on here for a year and you'd be like, oh, where did Rob go and things of that nature. So he really kind of helped me, you know, look at music in that standpoint. So when I write songs, you know, I can write songs in 5 to 10 minutes, but I don't do it anymore. I really kind of sit down and really kind of pick apart what the song really means. And this kind of transitions to Tay, which is my manager, Maggie Love, because she pretty much have told me I needed to kind of look at the marketing scheme of things and how I'm presented and things of that nature, you know, because, you know, visual marketing, all of that plays a role in music, especially in my situation. You know, so if I can do that, if I can change those couple of things and how, you know, when I come out with a song and how the song is promoted and, you know, actually writing a short little scripture about the song goes a long way. I mean, those are the things that I figured I had to change for people to really kind of fall in love and see what I'm really about.
Absolutely. And that's deep. So shout out to J.O., shout out to Maggie Love, because really, I need people telling me what to do 24/7, you know, but I have to digress first. You know what I mean? But I just love the fact that you do have powerful people around you that are able, you know, that you're willing to listen to, because so many people out here make those mistakes of like trying to formulate a team and then, you know, their opinions don't matter. It's only what this person wants to do, and that's it, and that's how you lose.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I feel like you're really, you're really as strong as your surrounding cast. You know, I honestly believe that. You know, you can be good, you can be great, but, you know, if you don't have those people to surround you, you know, surrounding you, that it's going to keep you humble, keep you lightheaded and not big-headed. It's going to, you know, actually present you to the people you need to be presented to. If you don't have none of that, then you'll just be, you know, what is it? Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Exactly. Exactly. And I agree 100%. So, you know, are you currently working with or planning to work with any other artists, you know, on any future projects as far as like collaborations and stuff like that? Because that's
sure,
what I'm
I
waiting
mean,
for.
Sure. Now, you know what? It's me, you know, I really kind of focus like some of my last projects were kind of being just me, just kind of giving you all of me, kind of showing you what I can do. That, you know, I don't really need and when I say need help on a song, I say it, you know, I say it sincerely. I don't say it, you know, in a cocky manner. But being able to sustain a song, a whole song, and have you listen to me the whole song and people actually like it is huge. And not needing any help on the song. Like, you know, you see major artists all the time, you know, they'll come out, their first song will be like with a major artist. And granted, you want that notoriety, but, you know, sometimes it overpowers. And when that second single comes out and it's just you, you know, a lot of people might have been just checking it out for that major artist. So for me, you know, I wanted to kind of be that individual who kind of really didn't have a lot of features. So that way I can focus on actually writing actual songs and not being bailed out by just writing one verse and hoping that other person maybe outshines or doesn't outshine or attracts more people. You know, I've never really wanted to be that type of person. But on this project, this mixtape that I'm working on currently, I do have a whole lot more features. But the features that I have on there, they're all from the city, they're all from Orlando, and they're very talented. And, you know, for me, I don't know, I'm just all about this come together as one and we'll all shine type of deal, because there's a whole lot of talent in Orlando that gets overlooked. You know, obviously Mickey Mouse and all of that trumps us, and radio play that we don't get because, you know, it's you know Disney control. I mean, it's just so many things that I really, I'm not going to get into, but I think that people just need to be heard. And if I have an opportunity, you know, to be on a stage where people will actually listen, then why not let them listen to my folks, you know, as well. So you can expect a lot of features and a lot of good ones. So.
Well, I'm looking forward to that because, you know, like you said, it's not about, like, trying to outshine or whatever the case may be. But, you know, I do like when people do kind of bring certain people on, depending on what it is or what they're talking about or whatever, because to me it just gives it a little different spin. Not so much like trying to steer them away from, you know, the main character, which is International Rob B, but just to, you know, play around, like a little diversity with it. You know, splash somebody here, splash somebody there, once in the blue moon, you know, that type of thing. Now, my major question is something that I really want to know. And what I really want to know is because I like this, you know, I need a moment. Are you going to be, you know, writing any more, like, tracks like that? Where you just, you know, like, real sensual and sexual and, yeah. You know what I'm saying.
No, it's great. I mean, I feel like that's my element. You know, anybody who knows, who's worked with me knows that, you know, I kind of tailor myself as being, you know, kind of like the king of smooth and things of that nature. I mean, because, like I said, I feel like it comes so natural. But on this project, I mean, I'm too excited just because I do get an opportunity and I've been blessed. Shout out to Death Threats. Shout out to Murder. Beats, they've blessed me with some tracks that I'm just like, whew. I just find myself just listening to the instrumental because, excuse me, I think it's that powerful. And those are more along the lines of Beat a Moment and even kind of just digging even deeper into certain situations in my life that, you know, that I tell a story of. So you can definitely expect at least a good 3 or 4 more songs kind of like that. Along those lines of it being a little bit more sensual, smooth, but just kind of just talking about everyday problems that people deal with, but in that tone, so for sure.
Absolutely. So we're going to take a call, if that's cool with you, IRB.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so 478, you're on a line with IRB and Ms. P. How you doing tonight?
Howdy, howdy. It's Maggie.
Hey.
How are you? How are you, Miss P?
Great, thanks.
I'm sorry, I have a headache, so I've been kind of like laying down. But I just wanted to call in real quick and just thank you and all your supporters who follow and support Rob, especially like your team, your Intune team show. Like,
yes.
I don't know if you're aware, but they reached out to us. And Rob's going to be performing at one of their shows in February, so we're pretty excited about that as well.
Yes, I know all about it.
And as far as, like, his progression as I probably said before, like, when he reached out to me in January, I definitely told him no, that I couldn't manage him. And it was basically due to the music that was submitted to me. The way that he wanted to be marketed, I didn't feel like he had what it took to be marketed as just a hip-hop artist. So when I talked to Rob, I let him know, like, maybe we should hook up with some other producers, get you these type of beats, and then let's throw R&B in there. Market you as a hip-hop R&B artist. And, you know, a lot of artists, they don't really like to take the advice of somebody, especially like a complete stranger. I'm a complete stranger to him. He doesn't know me. I don't know him when he met me. We know each other now. But when he first came to me, I had no idea who he was. He had no idea who I was. So he took the advice, and like a couple months later, like I said, he came back to me. He submitted music, and I was like, okay, we might be able to work with this. So from there, like, it's just we've been taking off. It seems like we've been working together for a long time, but it hasn't even been a whole year yet. So I'm really excited about what's to come for him next year. I'm working on a lot of things, trying to put a tour together. So if there are any artists that are listening that are serious and not taking music as a hobby, and this is their actual career, hit me up on Twitter. I am Maggie Love. I'm putting a tour together next year. I'm all about unity from different camps. It doesn't matter what state, what race, all that great stuff. You know, we're looking to make it to the top, and if that means carrying along 7 different camps with us, we cool with that. So that's pretty much all I have to say.
Yeah, but before you go, tell people, like, email addresses, things like that, so they can definitely get to you. Because not everybody has Twitter, you know?
As far as the email address, you can just email me at getliftedent@hotmail.com. Facebook, it's Maggie Love 2 on Facebook as well. You can look up Get Lifted Entertainment. You can Google us. We're on Google. Google Get Lifted, Google International Rob B, Google Sir Nasty. You can Google us. So that's how they can find me. Or you can reach me at 323-642-8033. That's 323-642-8033.
That's right. Get at her ASAP. And if you need management, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to let y'all get back to time. Rob, I thank you for letting me interrupt.
Oh, man.
Thank you so much, Maggie.
All right. Later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Yay. So, yeah. Love it. And also, we, you know, if you ever, like, looking to do some other different stuff, and this is, you know, to Maggie also, I'm going to just tweet y'all into T. Weston Reed, because she's actually based in Florida by Mickey Mouse, and she's a producer and all that other stuff. So, yeah.
By Mickey.
She's probably, like, playing with Mickey Mouse right now, but, yeah, she's an awesome, you know, artist and producer herself. So, I mean, the more the merrier in terms of just networking and seeing what could happen, in my opinion.
It's a great opinion.
Yes. So moving right along. Okay. Now I have some questions for you, okay, from people that really wanted to know. But I had answered one of them already, and I'll just let you know which one I answered already.
Okay.
So, are you single? Which, you know, is a popular question. And I was like, no. With like 20 exclamation points. was I okay for doing that, Bestie?
That's fine. I mean that's it is what it is.
So that was one question.
Somebody got this fast. No, I'm playing.
So silly. Anyway, someone wanted to know, like, do you play video games? I don't know why that was, like, a question, but then again, I can understand the question because there are a lot of grown men that play video games.
Man, it's a lot. Like, a lot needs to be in caps. like times 8 magnified. No, it's I love video games. I'm sorry. I've been playing since I was young. I'm going to continue to play them. I'm on Xbox, so y'all come see me. RBreezy01, you know, at me so I know it's real. No. But I love them. I mean, it just does something, you know, it does something for you. It gives you, I don't want to say it gives you false hope, but it takes you to another realm. And, you know, you get to do things you can't do in real life, you know, and talk trash on the microphone and not even see that person. Like, it's crazy. It's a whole different atmosphere. And, you know, going on tour, I make sure that if the bus is big enough to have a TV on there and have video games, we'll be doing that on the way to a show. But, yeah, shout out to Maggie on that one. But yeah, I love them, to answer your question.
Yeah, and I think also I used to, like, be against it, but I think that is a good, like, thing for the mind, too. I used to be against video games because I used to be like, don't tell me a grown man play video games. Like, you sit there for 15 hours playing a video game, like, really? But now I take
it
back.
Was it because you weren't that good?
It was because I knew nothing. Only thing I knew how to play was Ms. Pac-Man, so I was resentful. That's the truth behind the matter.
No, I mean, these games nowadays have escalated to realms we've never seen before in the world of technology. I mean, it's crazy.
Exactly,
so
but they can actually
saying,
like pull you into the screen, and you can
actually be
the person. Right.
Well, nowadays, I mean, for real, I mean, you got the Kinects and all of that, where you know you don't even got to have a controller, so it's nuts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So,
what games do you
have you played
anything lately?
Honestly, I just download in my phone because I was like bored to death the other day. That little, I don't even remember the name of it. It's like some running game with a guy. I don't know.
No, like the Temple Run.
Yeah, that thing. That's it, right?
Yeah, that's
there.
That's
keep going off the cliff every 2 seconds, so I just gave up. Like, I'm about to uninstall it now because, you know, I'm not getting nowhere with that game at all.
Taking
up that
unnecessary space on your phone.
Yeah, like, I'm giving up. So, we have some other questions and from people that are, like, texting me right now, so I'm trying to find it. Da-da-da-da. That was my question. All right, so do you consider yourself an artist, rapper, or entertainer? That's the next question.
You know what's funny? I mean, I really kind of I try to discourage myself, and people may take this the wrong way, but I try to discourage myself from saying that I'm a rapper. Only reason why I did that, and I like to try to say I'm an artist. You know, I'm a hip-hop recording artist because that's what I do. I record in the studio. That's what I like to do. You know, I don't really, like, do ciphers and nothing like that or whatever, but you know, I don't know. But I try to discourage myself because, you know, it's the game right now is so saturated with just so many people, which is fine. I mean, it's fine. Teach his own. If you want to do music. But it's so saturated and so many people, you know, don't really take you seriously when you say you do music. So, you know, the first initial thing is like, oh, you rap? Or you're just another rapper? You know, and it's like, I'm not ashamed, you know what I'm saying? Because obviously the music speaks for itself, and I can only, you know, in my heart, you know how hard I've been working. But yeah, I mean, I would tell people I'm an artist or a hip-hop recording artist, you know. But, I mean, I don't know anyone else's take on it. Like, you know, would you consider me a rapper or, like, what do you consider a rapper? I don't know. So, kind of just...
Right.
Open-minded
right, and
when
I'm,
it comes to that, to learning about
absolutely. And I thought, like, in my mind, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought an artist was kind of, like, broad. You know what I mean? Hmm. Because there's in my mind, no limitation to an artist and his creativity or her creativity. In my mind,
I mean,
I don't know.
Because, I mean, like when I went to school, I got a degree in studio art and animation, and the term is artist, you know. And so it is broad. It is very broad. You know, you definitely want to specify exactly what you do. So I guess that, you know, I would call myself a hip-hop artist, recording artist. Recording is good because, actually, you know, people can associate recording with music majority of the time. To specify an artist with animation, I'm an animator, I'm a painter, you know, I'm a sculptor and things of that nature. So, yes, artist is a very broad term, but to specify it's in the music world, it's like, do you call yourself a rapper? Do you call yourself a hip-hop artist? Lyricist, you know, I mean, there's just so many things. I think that, you know, you just got to find what you're comfortable with and run with it.
I just have to just say again, like, I just don't see why people have to differentiate between any of those. Like, artist is an artist, you know, like, create. That's all I want you to do. Like, you don't need to be whoever, a rapper or whatever. Just do you. And let me enjoy it.
Exactly. Well, yeah, and I think that's why people just say I'm an artist, because those who feel like they really, truly create, because I feel like I do create. I write all my music, so I feel like I create. I create a storyline. I create an atmosphere where I invite you in and take you to a place that you hopefully would want to go, so...
Absolutely. And then I have the other question that was like, I read that you ate ice cream every day. Is that true? You ate ice cream every day? What kind of ice cream?
Look at you. Look at you. No, I mean, I'm an ice cream fiend. My friends, my kin folks in college, they say I was going to turn into a cone. Because you have to consider, I've eaten ice cream a lot. And, you know, I was younger till now. You know, when I was in college, it's kind of crazy because, you know, I went to school in Minnesota. And, you know, it's a lot colder. Well, the time that I'm there, at least, I wasn't there in the summer. But the majority of the time, a good portion, I would say 3 out of 4, of the time that I'm there, it was colder. So, you know, it's negative 13 degrees outside, snow on the ground, you know, my North Face and, you know, gloves and all that. But they'd be like, where you going? Where you going? They used to call me Young Rob because I was younger than everybody else. But I'm like, I'm going to get that ice cream, man. I'm going to get that Oreo shake. And they'd be like, are you crazy? You getting that? It's negative 13 degrees. I said, I know, man, it's crazy, but what I'm going to be eating it at is going to be warm. So it's not even going to have no effect. So, you know, I mean, I probably ate ice cream every day in college. And, you know, and I'm blessed with the fast metabolism. Shout out to my dad. I don't really gain too much weight like that. But now I think I got about, I actually take pictures of the ice cream and put it on Instagram. Because I got the, right now it's, I've been stuck on, me and my wife have been stuck on the Breyers chocolate Oreo ice cream. Man, that's crazy. I actually know what I'm going to eat and get some ice cream tonight. So, yeah.
Shout out to, you know, Rob's dad. Because, yeah, and boo to my dad and mom, because if I eat ice cream every single day, like, it's going to show, and I'm not going to look like a cone either. I'm going to look like the ice cream when it's melting over the cone. That's my look. So, boo parents, like, what did you do to me? Definitely, I'm definitely a big-time ice cream eater. I actually have, like, all different types of ice cream in my freezer as we speak. I mean, it's crazy. I try not to do it as much anymore because I feel like I'm going to die eating ice cream. For some reason, I've been having, like, these little flicks in my mind. Like, if you keep eating this, you're going to kill yourself. So I've slowed down. So it just bugs me out that someone...
I said, I hope nobody tell me that.
No, I'm serious. Like, I was stuck on, I don't even remember what brand it is, but butter almond.
Ew. She said butter almond.
You said Oreo,
like.
And I think that is so gross, but I held it in.
What you mean?
I
Oreo.
Held it in. I kept
you
it to myself.
If you take a poll right now, I guarantee you that Oreo wins over butter almond. Butter, I don't even, that sounds like some Harry Potter. Butterbeer or something.
Like, oh, like, what the heck? Oreos and ice cream, really? Like, this is what I'm saying to myself, but I was.
Oreos. I'm talking about, this is perfect. You get Oreos, okay, all right. Because obviously the Oreos already come in the ice cream. So you have the Oreos, you have the chocolate ice cream, you cut up the bananas, put them in there, you get the chocolate syrup, and then you whip it off with some whipped cream. Man, shoot.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I don't know, and I don't want to.
I'm about to
you just mess
dinner.
It all up. Oh, my goodness. But what I'm going to start doing, like, after I finish, like, my fat fest with the ones that I have in the freezer at the moment, I actually bought a Ninja, and that actually makes natural, like, you can make your own natural ice cream. So that's where I'm going to go with it after this round. You know, I'm trying to fit
a
in my
Ninja.
Jeans.
So you about to make ice cream yourself?
Yeah, like, just put the berries. Like, I've already bought, like, a bunch of stuff for it. So this is happening because I don't want to look like, you know, I'm melting over the ice cream cone. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean,
so.
You know, females do have to watch this figure a lot more than we do. So, hey, I understand.
Yeah, and you guys,
you know,
come on.
We all can't do it.
You got to stop it right now. You hear me? You got to stop it. Because how many, you know, you're just the fortunate one. Shout out to Rob's dad again. Because there are so many men that actually get married that I've known over the years, and their bellies are just hanging over, like, over the ice cream cone.
Oh,
yeah, like that. So shout out to Rob's dad again, because, you know, he doesn't have a belly. But
well,
Miss P would.
But, you know, that's just, I think that's just some of the beer he drinks.
So... Anyway, I have one more question for as far as, like, what was sent to me. And that was, you know, getting all on ice cream and stuff like that. But we kind of answered that one already, but I'm just going to say it anyway for the sake of argument. And it was, how have you grown as an artist? So, you know, you basically touched on that a little earlier in our conversation. And, you know, the progression is all there, and I see it. And, like, you know, Maggie just says she sees it, you know, and it's just, it has to, like you said, it's humbling. And it has to feel good to know that, you know, people are attentive to you in your work.
I mean, yeah, like I said, you know, before, but, I mean, I have moments. I have moments where I kind of, I'm vulnerable. You know, I kind of open up, you know, because you really don't know how far you can really go. I mean, you don't really know what's going to make of this. You know, I'm somebody who, I'm very optimistic. I mean, it's scary. I'm not going to lie, you know, to be vulnerable with you right now. It's scary because you really don't know if you'll ever get your moment. You know, you don't know if what you're doing is all for nothing, you know, and, you know, you want to stay positive, but, you know, you have those days where you're just like, you know, if I stop, you know, would it even matter, you know, or if I keep progressing, if I keep pushing, you know, when I reach that ultimate goal of where I want to be at, you know, and you sit back and you look at YouTube and you look at World Star Hip Hop, and you look at all these artists' stories, and you just think to yourself, like, dang, like, what was it that made them get their break? Like, you know, like, honestly, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I think about that, and, you know, I know that, you know, time is ticking, and, you know, I get overly excited, and I was one who before would jump on any opportunity just so I could be on, you know, but that's my mind frame right now. You know, my mind frame is just trying to make the best music that I can and genuinely doing it without, you know, without selling out, you know, just staying true. You know, I get reminded every day by people, which is very humbling, that I am doing this for a reason. You know, I was talking to a friend before a show, I think it was last week, the week before, shout out to Twan D, and he said some things to me that was really touching, because he's been doing it for a while, and he's really found himself as an artist and really on the right path. and a lot of things are happening for him, which I'm very happy. But he told me, you know, he was like, you know what? You know I've been doing this before you, but he said, I'm trying to get where you're at. You know, I admire what you do, what you're doing, and the patience you have, and persistence that you have, and the quality of music and things of that nature. And that shocked me because he's a little older than me, a couple of years. But I mean, he's been doing this. I mean, I used to go to his shows and watch him. You know, for him to tell me that was humbling. And you know, long story short, this other guy who used to be one of the, he used to kind of like gangbang a little bit in high school or whatever. He's one of those guys where you didn't really associate yourself with because you knew it was trouble. But I had saw him around the way, and he stopped and he told me, he said, you know what, like, I know it may not think that I listen to your type of music, but he was like, people are watching, they watching you. And it's in a positive way. Like, you're really doing a lot of good things, and the worst thing you can do is stop. Don't think that no one else is not listening to you. We see you. We see the progression. We see that you're doing your thing. So, I mean, just those keeps me motivated. And, you know, and how that ties into me growing as an artist is that I know that when I'm sitting down and I'm putting in the work and creating songs, that these songs are not being unheard. You know, for me, numbers is big, because for someone who doesn't have a lot of financial backing, who really finances everything myself. I mean, I really do. Everything that you see here is financed by me. And shout out to my wife, because it's costly. It's very costly to be in this industry and to really put everything out. And I'm nowhere near of the amount of things that I need to put out, but you know, I work with what I have, and, that's taken in all the consideration, you know, while I'm doing this, because I'm telling her this is for a reason. You know, ultimately, you know, I want to provide and be able to do what I love, and then which is something bigger than me, because I want her to do what she wants to do. So music used to be something that I used to want to do, you know, for selfishness. But now I don't even do it for me. I do it for my family, you know, and I do it because I want to see her happy. I want to see other people happy. I want to see, you know, the producers. I want to see Tate happy as well. So, you know, this is all tying into how I'm developing as an artist, because I'm very cognizant of it now when I do write music, when I do put things out, because I do know that there's a greater purpose. And although there may be some lows, the highs, you know, I do hope we'll conquer. And going into this new year, it was always like, this is the year. But I feel like this year, amongst all the other years, I say that this is the year. I really feel like I can at least take a step forward in where I want to be at. So I know that was long and drawn out, but I mean, that was just a little bit of realness that I think about on a daily basis. So.
Right. And I don't look at anything that you have to say as long as long and drawn out, because if it's real and it's heart from the heart, then I want to hear it. Because people that are getting in tune with you, they want to hear it. They need to connect to that. So never think that it's long and drawn out. This is what people want to hear. This is what I needed to hear, because you don't know how what you have to share can motivate someone else in their progression. So always share your feelings, the real you, at all times, period. And I love that about you, because you are open to talk about whatever with no shade over it. So that's awesome. So tell me briefly, are there any, you know, upcoming, you know, venues or things? I know Maddie just said that she's putting together a tour next year, but is there anywhere that people can catch you live and things of that nature?
Well, we're putting a lot of stuff. I mean, once something happens, and you know, I have the availability, then I try to do it. Just another opportunity for people to see me. I have a show December 20th. It's over at the Haven Lounge in Orlando. It's in Winter Park, and I'm excited about that. It's just another opportunity for me to you know, display, you know, my talent in music. Got the show February 1st in Atlanta, and then I just got asked to actually perform at one of my friend's wedding you know, they wanted me to do something nice for them. I told them that that would be, you know, the honor, and they were very gracious. That's in March. And so I'm very happy, you know, to be a part of somebody's special day, and actually, you know, write a song for them and things of that nature, you know, to kind of send them on their way. I think that's very powerful. I mean, you know,
absolutely.
Being amongst it, but, you know, amongst of all their family and stuff like that. But it's just, you know, we're trying to do a tour, you know, hopefully around March or something like that. So it's just a lot of things happening, and we can definitely stay posted with that.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to take a real brief second to tell you thank you so much for agreeing to do this show in Atlanta on February 1st, because, you know, it's exciting for the N2 show, period.
I mean, I hope we're saying her name right, because I think I've never really
Sienna,
right? Okay, I was right. Okay, she's, I would say, uberly excited. She, you know, they're doing, actually got dancers, they're doing routines.
Trust me.
So I'm just like, I'm going away, because I'm like, you know, I might even think, like, oh, this is a great opportunity for me, but I'm just more or less thinking, like, they want me to come out there and perform, and they're actually taking time out of their day to, you know, to actually choreograph a song, you know, a dance to my song and things of that nature. So, I mean, I'm just looking forward to that experience more than just, oh, I'm going out and doing the show they wanted me. I mean, it's going to be a great opportunity, and I'm honored.
Yeah, definitely. And Miss P is going to be in the house, and it's going to be great, and it's
going
to be awesome. Yeah. It's going to be like this thing, because when she said, oh, I'm going to ask Rob, I want to know if it's okay. And I'm like, of course it's okay. As long as it's okay with him and his team, then yeah. You know, so
we're
like putting it all together, the people out there and myself. So it's all coming together nicely. And again, I just want to thank you for, you know, being a part of it all. You know, it's really
awesome.
Humbling for me, and it's awesome. And I'm in love with the whole process of it all.
And I would like to branch into the team. I like to branch into the team world a little bit more too, though, because I mean, they're the ultimate music heads. Teens, I mean, they listen to music. I know when I was a teen, I listened to music all the time, all day, and I know they do too. So I know that if I could tap into their world, and it's something worth listening to, I mean, I think that'll be a good opportunity to do a couple more things for the youth as well, in hopes of inspiring as well.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. And I'm so glad that you're with it, because I'm excited too. But, you know, I have to play it cool. I got to put my cool card out right now. But, you know, what are a few choice words? But before I say that, you know, projects, any other projects you want to put out there that people should, like, stay in tuned with you for?
Briefly, right now I got a project out. It's an EP. It's called Progression. A lot of versatility on that, meaning that you'll get a lot of different angles of me going different ways on music, on a couple of the songs out there. You can actually go to iTunes. You can actually buy it on iTunes. You can buy your favorite singles on iTunes. It's called Progression. I think it's a good body of work. From, you know, where I was to where I am there. And so you can definitely get that on iTunes. You can listen to it on SoundCloud as well. And then, like I said, currently I'm working on a project. I think the official name of it is going to be called Evolve. It's going to be a mixtape. And it's just going to be, the type of records on there is just going to be just me being less structured musically. And just letting loose and just really kind of just making music how I want to make music. And, you know, hopefully people will accept that.
Absolutely. So we go back to my final question. What are a few choice words that you would like to share with our listeners tonight?
Few choice words?
Yes. Like some more motivation, like you're not motivational already. Yeah, some words of encouragement, you know. Go to church on them.
You know, I mean, few choice words. I mean, you know, you always want to practice what you preach. I mean, you know, I could be motivational, but I feel like if you, you know, if you got to live by what you say and by what you stand by. You got to practice what you preach because, you know, I can tell everybody a million things, but if I'm not right with myself, then ultimately, you know, people see it. They see the phoniness, if I may use that word, but they see it. And, you know, I don't want to be somebody where I just talk a good game. I actually want to deliver and actually do it. And that's why with this project, Progression, you know, before Hurricane Sandy, and, you know, I know you're in New York, so I hope everything is okay with you over there. But before Sandy even happened, you know, I was like, you know, I want to kind of give back. I live in Florida. We're the state of hurricanes, so we understand what that is, and I've been through my share of about 4 or 5 hurricanes, so I know what that means. You know, I wanted to donate. You know, I was selling CDs for about $3, and $2 was going to Red Cross. And so, you know, it's not really about me. I mean, it's about the community. It's about giving back in exchange for some music that I feel like is relatable. So that was just something that, you know, that I can probably tell everybody. Just practice what you preach and always stay humble because you never want to eliminate any keys to any doors that you may have. You know, you always want to have those keys on deck ready to open the door when the time presents itself. So, you know, nobody likes anybody too cocky and too arrogant, you know. So I think that's something that I can probably just leave with you guys today.
Well, that was beautiful, and I really, really, really respect you, and you know this, and I adore you, and you should know this by now. You're my bestie. I don't have too many of those, but you're one of them. Yeah. I probably have like 1.5. Two and a half besties. Not just there.
One and a half. Oh, yeah. Is the other one like a pet? No.
Yeah, exactly, right? Is the other one like a midget?
A midget? Oh, geez. I can see it now.
That joke,
let me come
Missy,
to Atlanta and see you with a midget. Now I'm playing. No,
right, exactly. Like this bestie meet my other bestie, but I'm be pointing down to the floor. But anyway, yeah. So tell everybody where they can follow you and find you at so they can stay in tune.
Okay. Shortly, I have my little 5-month-old who will be 6-month-old in a couple of days staring at me. She's smiling.
Yay.
So who wakes up and just smiles and just ready for terror? anyway, you can find me at on iTunes. All you got to do is just type in International Rob B with the spaces, and you'll be able to find all of my music. You can go to SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/International Rob B, no spaces. You can go to Hot New Hip Hop. I'm on there. You can also, of course, search International Rob B, Reverb Nation/International Rob B, That Piff. You can find a couple of mixtapes on there, a couple of things that I've done. And you can kind of just monitor the growth yourself. I'm on Instagram. Instagram is /International Rob B, no spaces. I don't really do Facebook. Facebook is kind of is private. It's more private. But Twitter, SmoothRob_B. You can follow me. I do say crazy things, and I'm always tweeting crazy things. Picture-wise, like my ice cream that I will be tweeting momentarily. But, yeah. You think I'm playing, too? Watch. All right. I'm going
to
make sure
I'm about to follow you on Instagram so I can see this ice cream. But
I'm crazy.
Definitely. So I just want to thank you so much for, you know, being amazing as usual and all that you do. You know, there's no words for you, IRB. You are my bestie for a reason, and now everyone knows why. So definitely can't wait to see you in February perform. Yay!
Yeah, that's gonna be cool. I didn't even know you was going to be there, but that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that was supposed to be a surprise, but I can't hold water. So, yeah.
You can't hold water.
No, you don't want to hold water
because then that's how you look like ice cream flopped over a cone, right? Nah, I'm playing.
You get all soggy looking, your skin all droopy. Yeah, all that stuff, definitely. But anyway, thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight, and we definitely look forward to all that's to come with you. You know, progression.
You know.
I try to say it right, but
you
know,
say it right,
I'll get
but,
it.
I just try to trump
I'll get
you
it right. I'll
how
practice.
To really say it.
I'll practice.
Hold on,
I'll
you
got to
do it before
time.
We leave. You got to do it right. Got to do it right before we leave.
All right. You know. Like that?
No. What
does that
sound
like
Scooby-Doo? Unsure. It's, you know.
You know.
I'll let that slide. So
okay,
by February,
thank you.
You
thank
have
you.
That down pat.
Thank you. I'm telling you because you got my face over here hurting from smiling so hard. Like, am I going to do it right? Now you got me on the spot.
The,
I don't like it.
The permanent smiley cheese.
I look like the Joker. Thanks, IRB.
Oh, man.
But anyway, thank you so much for everything. You have a
no
good
doubt.
Night.
All right,
all right.
You too.
Bye. Yay, guys. So that was International Robbie. Definitely check him out. He forgot to give you his website, but I didn't. So definitely go to www.internationalrob-b.com. And as he so elegantly put it, definitely just throw him into Google and he pops up everywhere. And before we leave tonight, guys, let's leave with You Know. And hopefully I said it right because I think I sound like Scooby-Doo. Shout out to Big Heavy for tuning in with us. Make sure you guys follow him and his music. And always love and hugs to International Robbie. Shout out to Maggie Love and her team. Shout out to T. Weston for being in tune as usual. Shout out to everyone who tuned in for the first time. I hope it's not your last. And for all those who continuously support Miss P and the Intune family, I just want to say thank you. Tune in to You Know by Rob B.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know. Just trying to put on for the city, right? Follow. Let go.
I know. I'm about that dough, you know, it's paying so, okay, let's go, yeah, so we go, you know we're trying to put on with things for show, I'll take a no, here still we blow, will we blow, we celebrate, my people know, will we blow, we celebrate, in the club, we celebrate, okay, but all my city, will we blow, we celebrate.
You know I'm always about my business. 9 to 5, like, oh no. Always striving for more. Find the keys to open more doors. What's the oldest topic? Too much talent, can't stop it. Just in the chance to show that we popping. Like bottles up to your noggin. Digging every way I can get on. With no gimmicks, and you feel it. Hop in the club, and we so strong. And these women so explicit. We talk about life. We talk about life. You know we trying to get right, cause all I do is look at you. Like, why so cool without this work? Left to do what you worrying about another dude. Trying to make a statement, we young, just letting loose. And I told you it'd be the movement, but people just be confused. When I step right on the scene, forgive me, I'm doing me, Lord.
I know. I'm about that dough. You say you know. It's making so, okay, let's go. Yeah, so we go. You know we're trying to put on one thing for show. I'll take a no. Here still we go. We celebrate. My people know when we blow. We celebrate. In the club, we celebrate. Okay, but all my city when we blow, we celebrate.
Yeah, I'm trying to set them out. I'm talking fireworks. Get what we deserve. Get on a few nerves. They won't all agree. But if you rolling with me, they can't help but see that even with a degree, we still kill the scene. Get them bottles popping. The rock in the air. Women everywhere. We trying to celebrate. My closest people with me. And if you win against me, I still be happy to see y'all up in the payroll. Need some more. How the saying go? How the saying go? Ball so hard, it's crazy, y'all. I rep the O. Tried out people in full support. Cause it's full support. Got us going Hamilton.
I know. I'm about that dough. You say you know. It's making so. Okay, let's go. Yeah, so it go. You know we're trying to put on one thing for show. I'll take a no. Here still we go. When we blow, we celebrate.
in the club, we celebrate. For all my city when we blow, we celebrate, celebrate. In the club, we celebrate. For all my city when we blow, we celebrate, celebrate.
I know. I'm about that dough. You say you know. Hating so okay, let's go. Yeah, so it go. You know we're trying to pull on with things for show. I'll take a no.
Remember to always rep for your city, right? We can't do it without each other. Oh, let's go.
Let's go. I'm in tune.